Wisconsin Public Radio's director Mike Crane is here for the September edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Mike will share with you some news about my retirement, among other things, and we will welcome your questions and feedback at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and he joins us in the studio. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
This is the last Mondays with Mike that I will be hosting with you before I retire at the end of September. My last on-air day will be Friday, September 29th. So, hey, I'm going to miss this.
Yeah, this is always fun. You know, the behind-the-scenes side of this thing for our audience is that you make this easy, Joy. It's such a pleasure to sit across the table from you and to share these conversations with our listeners. And, you know, you're an easy guide to our mornings, and it'll be very different without you.
Well, thank you very much. And I will miss listeners. I will miss guests. I will miss coworkers. And I will miss the value and mission of Wisconsin Public Radio. But I'll be listening, and I'll be sleeping in a little bit.
That, yeah, you won't miss the 1:30 in the morning alarm.
That's yeah, right. And I do. I do look forward to traveling more with my already retired husband and getting involved in community and civic things that my schedule has prevented me from doing. So, but anyway, I'm still around for another couple of weeks. So.
Well, we feel very lucky because when Rob retired, was it 3 years ago now? We had questions right here on the show. Are you going, Joy?
Yeah.
And you stuck around for a good long time after. So that's been very much to our benefit, us, the listeners and all.
Thank you. So starting on Monday, October 2nd, and maybe there'll be a Mondays with Mike with Kate Archer-Kent on Monday, October 2nd.
Maybe
I'm not
so,
sure.
Yes.
Kate Archer-Kent, who is our fill-in host at Wisconsin Public Radio, will be sitting in this host chair for the morning show. It will be a soon-to-be-named morning show.
I'm just calling it the Ideas Network Morning Show for the moment.
I think that's great. Yeah, I think it'd be nice to have some ideas in there. But yeah, it's the Joy Cardine Show name will retire when I retire, as will the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page,
that's
and we'll
right.
get into that a little bit later. But Kate Archer-Kent will be filling in on an interim basis. And there will be a search for a permanent host.
That's right. So we'll be with someone else doing the Ideas Network morning show right here in Wisconsin for the foreseeable future. So,
yeah.
That's really
and
good.
Is what can you tell us now about any differences that that either the interim show and or the permanent replacement host show will have?
Well, I think for the beginning, other than the obvious difference of a different host, a different voice, and the sensibilities that Kate Archer-Kent brings to it, the rest of your team will still be around and helping to book guests and come up with ideas. So at least in the near term, I don't think people will encounter a ton of changes. And those that didn't hear you were retiring, I wonder when Joy is coming back, you know? And in the longer run, we're really just starting to think about what might be different. You know, when you started doing the show, and in fact, before you were doing the show even, there have been lots of innovations that have come along the way, including the Garden Talk segment and the Week in Review and On Your Money. And you helped even outside of this show to get Calling All Pets started when we had that show nationally.
Way back when. Yeah, I did have more of a program director's role before I was hosting full time. In fact, Mike, I would run into you at program directors conferences.
That's right.
way back then. But we did, at least on this morning show, bring on the state capitol report. That's something, while we always talked about state issues, we decided we would make sure that we would always have a place for state issues, even if things were slow at the state capitol.
Yeah.
And so we had the state capitol report. I'm sure that Tell Joy Where to Go is not going to continue with Kate, though.
Yeah.
That is, but I think that at least what I've heard is that there probably will be a Friday 6 o'clock segment while Kate is hosting on an interim basis that will be focused on Wisconsin life as what that is what that hour is supposed to be.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And I think in the longer run, the broad question we're asking is, so we have a morning show to reinvent a little bit. Mm-hmm. What will it sound like? And as much as it is very challenging for listeners and staff alike to have a staffing change like this, it's also an exciting time because it means there are new opportunities, new voices that could be heard. And, you know, we've weathered a lot of change in 100 years, and we're really, we think, our strongest ever because of listener support. And it's, so it's okay, you know, and I can't help but be excited for my colleague Joy as she takes advantage of retirement with Rob.
Yeah, thank you for that. And I, speaking of retirement, Kathleen Dunn also retired, and this was not planned to be done so closely together. She retired in August, and since her departure, a new program called 1A is now in the 1 to 3 p.m. time slot Monday through Thursday. Tell us about 1A and why that show was picked.
Sure. Well, you know, we're always monitoring what's going on out there of programs that might be available. There's typically more programs in public radio than you have time to put on. And many, many years we've had that request for the Diane Rehm Show. Well, Diane retired, and the replacement show called 1A for First Amendment, yeah, with host Joshua Johnson, has really been doing gangbusters out there at other stations. And so finding out on fairly short notice that Kathleen had an exciting opportunity in her life to move on, we said, well, let's try this out. And so we're doing that. And for the moment, Kathleen's producers have been reassigned to help us to do a lot more with bringing the rest of our shows online in a more effective way and being essentially multimedia producers for us. And in the long run, we'll figure out, is 1A the right thing? You know, we're starting to hear both good and bad from listeners. It's been on long enough to have people making note. You know, things change on the schedule. As a matter of fact, in August, we made a number of other changes that came along with the addition of 1A to our schedule, including some changes in the evening. I had a call from a listener who was concerned that they were missing As It Happens, and As It Happens, it's because it's on a little bit earlier now. And so I hope she had a chance to find the program because it's now on at 7 o'clock. And Q, which was on later, starts at 8 o'clock now.
We have a couple of callers who do have reactions to 1A. Let's go to Jacqueline and Slinger. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi. I'm kind of concerned about the replacement of Kathleen Dunn with 1A, which is another Washington-based prepackaged program, and you can't even call into it because its original airing is in the morning hours. And I listen to Ideas Network for Wisconsin news and interest, and not more coastal information. I can get Washington D.C. news on any number of stations, but I can only get really good quality Wisconsin news and interest stories on Ideas Network.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Let me just go through a couple of other calls, and then we'll have Mike respond to them all. Ed in West Dallas, go ahead.
Well, 1A is a disaster. It's a canned show. We didn't get any real pre-notice of Kathleen's departure. A lot of conspiracy theories developing around that.
Well, let me jump in right now. I thought I was just going to get reactions to 1A. Let's address that.
Yeah, sure.
So what I mean, I actually did see posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page a comment from a listener who thought that both Kathleen and I, Mike, were forced out that Wisconsin Public Radio forced us out. And let me say that is absolutely not the case. But the theory was is because this listener thought we were too liberal, and public radio was finally seeing the light, according to this listener, and dumping us. Is that want to address that?
In a way, no, because it's really just so far from the truth that I'm not sure I want to go too far with that. You know, we feel pressure from all sides all the time concerning any kind of ideological thing. And I know, Joy, we talk about this all the time. We miss the mark every day on some way, but we try so hard. And we really do think, and we act, and we respond to the idea that where we should stand is in the middle, in the sense that we really believe that there are ideas on any side of an argument that might be a way for us to find solutions to the problems of our community. And I've quoted this many times in events, and I believe this, that the folks from StoryCorps talk about how listening is an act of love. And we agree with that. We think that the skill of listening that we need in order to solve our community's problems is something that we try to actively provide through hosts that listen and through the opportunity for people to come on the radio and talk and listen to each other. And so, no, there was no pressure. And I think you'd know it if I was telling you that I had pressure from any side to change our schedule for those reasons. You know, Kathleen had been talking for a couple of years about the possibility of retirement, and then she just had a wonderful opportunity, very much in her interest, to raise a therapy dog, and she was about to get that dog, and so set a date pretty quickly after she told us about her retirement. And, you know, although you have been thinking about it for at least 3 years, maybe longer, since Rob was considering his retirement, you know, you were able to let us know with a little less time for surprise. And we've been planning for this in the sense that we've secured the wonderful people like Kate Archer Kent as sort of, we call them swing hosts, people that could host in various situations. Kate has hosted Morning Edition and All Things Considered on our other network. And she's hosted pretty much all the Ideas Network shows, I think, at this point. And so very able to step in while we figure out what's new for the morning.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I'll just add that it truly is a coincidence that Kathleen and I are retiring so closely together. However, Kathleen had 44 years in broadcasting, 24 at Wisconsin Public Radio. I just had my 31st anniversary at Wisconsin Public Radio, but I worked for 10 years in broadcasting before coming to Wisconsin Public Radio. We worked our lifetime.
Our life's work.
Yeah. And so this is retirement time, and we each have our own personal reasons for wanting to retire at this time. There is absolutely no pressure from anywhere in getting us to retire. But that being said, I think we have Ed who wanted to say, and we have another caller who wants to say, why? What is the future of 1A? Is it always going to be 1A for that particular time slot, or is there any thought about another Wisconsin host?
There certainly is thought of that. It's an awful big lift to come up with one new show, much less two. And so we're really focused on the morning show for now, since we had an able opportunity to bring 1A there, and we want to learn more about what people think about it in the long run. Ed did say something I want to mention, though, which is, you know, that it's a canned show, and Jacqueline said something similar. This is a challenge we have with any schedule, that longtime listeners will remember that we had On Point, not live. It was on in the evening on our stations for many years, even though it was live out of Boston. And when things shifted with the Talk of the Nation show that was on at that time slot in the afternoon from 1 to 3, where Kathleen recently retired from, we took that opportunity to juggle things, stay with Kathleen live, and make On Point live as well. And so now Wisconsin people can and do. We hear them regularly call in to Tom Ashbrook's show. And we'll see. You know, we could have said to that question, will Talk of the Nation be on forever? Well, sure, we're not planning on canceling it, but it's gone. Will 1A be on forever? It's way too early to tell. We like to give programs a good chance to see if they belong on our schedule in the long run. You know, there are some really great things I've heard about 1A, and we've already heard from some people who aren't so happy with it. So let's see.
Yeah. Mark emailed. He says he listens from Washington State. He says the current mix of topics and regular subjects and guests is near perfect on the morning show. Please don't try to get too creative.
He also we promise.
He also says no one can replace Joy. That's very sweet. But he hopes the next host is grounded in Wisconsin. And that is the plan, right,
Mike? Yeah, grounded in Wisconsin, or if, you know, we have hired people from all over. If they're not literally from here, they may be from somewhere else, we fully expect they will be diving in deep and bringing skills that help them to understand Wisconsin in the ways that people expect.
Right. The person may not be a Wisconsin native like I happen to be, but the new host will be, and the new show will be, a Wisconsin-based show is what the plan is.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Mike Crane. Mike is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is my last Mondays with Mike, and we are welcoming your questions for him about all things related to Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll spend a little bit of time maybe playing with a new name for Joy Cardine Show. It's not going to be the Joy Cardine Show when I retire at the end of the month. I came up with I was kidding around. I said Cock-a-doodle-doo might be a nice name. Mike is calling it the
Ideas Network Morning Show.
Yeah.
And I responded to a Facebook thing that you had written saying, I think a Prairie Home Morning Show was already taken.
Yeah.
For those in the know, a Prairie Home Companion was for many years hosted by Garrison Keillor, obviously, but he had a show earlier than that called A Prairie Home Morning Show that was on Minnesota Public Radio.
So if you have also some thoughts on what you would like to see in the morning show as it continues, or what you'd like to change or add, that's fair game too. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, and we are talking with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is Mondays with Mike. Mike stops by once a month on one of our morning or afternoon drive shows to talk with you about all things related to Wisconsin Public Radio. He shares news with you. He answers your questions, responds to your feedback. And you can give it at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. I was going to say the Facebook page, Mike, but I also want to say that we have launched a new Facebook page for the Ideas Network. Tell us the reasoning behind this.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, since you're retiring, all of those follows, as they call them in Facebook, they go away with the show. And so as we've been learning more about how Facebook works and how people interact, it's making sense for us to make sure that there's a sort of a big The Ideas Network Facebook page where all the different shows can be interacted with, and we can learn what people are thinking about and share things about the whole Ideas Network. So it's a simple, it's facebook.com/The Ideas Network. And so you would love it if you would like that now, and we will be over a number of months transitioning to using that as our primary Facebook interaction for the Ideas Network.
Yeah, and I have posted a link for the Ideas Network Facebook page on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. What is the reasoning, though, Mike? So there will not be a new host Facebook page?
That's the plan at this time, yeah. Basically, when we're looking at the way that the internet continues to change, if we have a whole bunch of sort of little islands, they tend not to be all that well connected or able to reinforce each other. So the idea is to try to really focus that work, because probably the most important way that we measure service is how are we interacting with listeners, whether it's because they make note of something in the Nielsen diaries, or they, in some places, carrying the portable people meter and they listen to the radio. But online, you know, we don't have that measure. Instead, we have likes and posts and page views and all those sorts of things. And as we're learning how to see how we're doing, this is the direction that we'd like to take.
Let's take a couple more calls. Mary in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Mary.
Good morning, and Joy, congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you.
But I would just like to say I don't really mind the 1A program, but I have kind of disappointed we've lost our local voice. So my suggestion is you carry 1A from 1 to 2 and extend Central Time from 3 o'clock and have them do an hour segment more like what Kathleen Dunn used to do, so we could have some time for calling, because most of their segments are too short. They don't take calls. So that's my my notion for a change.
Oh, thanks, Mary. You know, that is the kind of thing we have to think through. There was a time earlier in its production that Central Time was producing 2.5 hours. Some people would notice that in what we call the rollover or the, mm-hmm. the second broadcast, and they were puzzled by it. Well, one of the reasons we decided to ratchet back to 2 hours at that time is that our wonderful Central Time team were running as fast as they could, and honestly, they were doing 2.5 hours because they wanted to do three. And so it certainly is a question we should consider with, you know, rejiggering of resources to get there. So I really appreciate the suggestion, and glad you don't mind 1A, too.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear this. Lisa in Madison. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I like Tom Clark. I'm wondering, does he do any other shows other than Dr. Zorba?
It's great to hear that. Tom Clark was our longtime morning yep. show person right here in this slot, in this very studio. What was the name of the show when you were the newscaster originally?
Very quick rundown. When I was news director, we were creating the morning show, and I was tapped to be co-host with Tom, and it was called Clark, Cardine and Company.
Ah.
And then it was soon realized that Tom didn't need a co-host. I continued on as news director, and I did do some newscasting here and there during the show and fill in during the show. Mm-hmm. So it became Clark and Company. So Tom Clark was the host from 1990, when we started it, to 2003, when he retired. And then I was the talk show boss at that time.
Right.
And we had a tight budget, and I think a budget freeze was going on. And mm-hmm. so we couldn't replace him with a new hire, and I took over temporarily.
And here you are.
Yeah, that's right.
All these years later.
Yeah.
That does happen sometimes. So, Lisa, thanks for the question. At the moment, no, Tom doesn't. He's really enjoys doing the show with Dr. Zorba, but doesn't have plans, as he's been long retired, to do anything more. But so glad you enjoy it. They have so much fun doing the show. And I know when Rob, who is one of our hosts from Central Time, has the opportunity to sub for Tom, he has a lot of fun with Dr. Zorba as well.
Yeah, Kurt on Facebook says, I listened to Clark before Cardine. Love them both. As long as WPR does what it does, the integrity will continue. Love, Joy. Excited to see what happens next. Long live Wisconsin Public Radio. So thank you very much, Kurt. Maybe we should talk a little bit. This is the 100th anniversary of Wisconsin Public Radio, the oldest public radio station in the nation, having a big anniversary party in October, Mike.
That's right. And you know, it's funny, also longtime listeners remember we used to say the oldest station in the nation.
Public.
but now if we want to say it, we say public, and that's right, because there are other very old stations. You know, when people are creating history, they don't necessarily write it down all that accurately. But yes, we're celebrating our 100th anniversary because it was 100 years ago in the winter of 1917 that our founder, Earl Terry, and our first student announcer, Malcolm Hansen, did what they dubbed the first broadcast of audio. And they were very excited to do what they called the first broadcast, even though they'd been working on it for quite a while. By the way, Earl Terry held a party with fellow professors and administrators, and with some amount of drama, turned on the radio set, called the station, and had Malcolm play some music, because then they wouldn't just be hearing the dots and dashes of Morse code. Mm-hmm. And his guests were underwhelmed. They're like, well, you know, we could just play the Victrola. Why do we need that thing? But luckily, they kept going. And we are celebrating 100 years with our final big grand finale party, October 14th at the Overture Center in Madison. We call it The Power of Story, and it's going to be great. Ari Shapiro from NPR's All Things Considered is going to be here. And Strange Champs, the host of To the Best of Our Knowledge, will be on stage. And Dr. Jonathan Overby will be leading us in song as we do a little revival of
Neat.
The old show Let's Sing. And lots more. So I encourage you to look at WPR.org/100 and look for that Power of Story event and join us. It's really going to be fun.
And let me add a personal note, as we will move on to some other topics now. I certainly appreciate all the kind words upon my retirement, and we will take some more calls as we go along. But let me just wrap up that I think that the Ideas Network morning show is going to be in really good hands.
Yes.
We have Kate Archer-Kent, our swing host, will be hosting on an interim basis. We do somewhat recently have on board a new executive producer. Michelle Johnson will be able to herd the kittens, as they say, and we have just a wonderful Team Joy, and I hope maybe they can still be called Team Joy when I go, just because they are. They are a joy to work with, and they are super talented and super smart. We have a senior producer, or the senior on staff anyway, producer Bill Martins, who's been with the show for many, many years. Naeja Ellison, who's been with us just a couple of years now, but super, super talented. And our brand new producer, because one of our former producers, Brianne Chasso, moved on to become to produce for all Ideas Network show instead of just
as
the morning show.
As a swing producer,
yeah. As a swing producer. And let me welcome Keely Bultina, who is answering your calls during this hour, and she's producing some great shows, and she comes to us from South Dakota Public Radio and is doing a super job. So the show
great
is going to be in really, really good hands, and I'll be listening. I can't wait. maybe the 8 o'clock. No, I'm just kidding. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Because I don't want this just to be about me by any means, let's talk about some other programming news. We have, we have some...
You want to talk about Flyover?
Yeah, sure. Tell us about Flyover.
So Flyover is a special series here on the Ideas Network. It's from Minnesota Public Radio. It's a live Sunday call-in, and it's on Sundays at 3 p.m. now through November 26th. And those of us that live in flyover country know what that is referring to. It's focusing on issues of American identity and the changing American dream as they're lived here in the center of the country. I had a chance to listen to the show yesterday. It was a fascinating and a timely conversation, including listener call-ins, and it was about how Houston is starting to recover from Hurricane Harvey, among other topics, and how people are trying to pull together to make sure that that community recovers. And naturally, I'm sure next week, at least partly, and it'll come up on our shows here too, what's going on in Florida and how will they recover?
Yeah. And on another personal note, Mike, I hope you don't mind, you have family in Florida, so you're a little distracted because rightfully so, because you're not sure exactly how everything how they fared.
My son's doing just fine. We had them check in. We're waiting on news from my brother and mom and dad. Based on the news reports that we see for where they live, I think they're just fine, but it will be quite a relief to get that phone call or text or whatever letting us know that's the case.
More programming news. Wisconsin Public Radio is piloting some new programs this fall. This is the WPR Next project. Tell us what we have in store.
Right. So this is more broadly a show development project. We know that we need not just a new morning show and maybe something new in the afternoon, but weekend programs have been changing too, and so we're looking for things that might be great Wisconsin-based replacements for other shows. And we tried the two shows that we're going to hear from soon once before, and we've asked them to do a second pilot for Entertain Us and Beta, and we're working on second pilots for other shows as well. You can check them out at wpr.org/next. We're going to be airing them through the early part of November. Too complicated to try to list that all for you right now, but you'll hear on-air promos. And you could listen online and send us comments right away. That's, again, at wpr.org/next.
A couple of special series and documentaries coming up as well. Briefly, a special series on education airing this month on the Ideas Network. A radio documentary from American Public Media that kicked off last Monday and will run each Monday through September. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Sure. It's from that series, APM Reports, which is a documentary series. It's a focus on education, asking what kinds of education are needed for people and communities to thrive here in the 21st century. So that's Monday nights at 8 o'clock. I think you'll find it very interesting. Topics include the challenge of retaining teachers. And what are some universities doing to address their historical ties to slavery?
And we also have a special documentary later this month by Wisconsin Public Radio's special projects reporter, Bridget Bowden. It focuses on the Madison Police Department's new recruits. Can you tell us about this?
Yes, I'm excited about this because there was a chance to hear segments in this story as Bridget was developing the entire documentary back in the spring. And so she's been hard at work pulling it together into a kind of a unified narrative. It's now a 30-minute audio documentary. We'll have it here on the Ideas Network Wednesday, September 20th at 6:30 p.m., and it will have a play on the NPR News and Classical Network Thursday, September 21st at 6:30 p.m. It's a lot of good reporting, and Bridget likes to dig deep. That's her job, and I think people will really enjoy it.
Well, in fact, here's a clip from New in Blue featuring a recruit named Jessica Gillette, who isn't perhaps what you would expect when you think of a police officer.
Five members of the class are over the age of 30. 17 of them have at least a bachelor's degree, including Jessica Gillette, who has a master's in peace and conflict studies. She says she considered the current tension between police and communities of color while she was going through the application process.
And so it really caused me to pause and reflect and say, is this something that I really want to do?
But she says her desire to see a shift in the profession motivated her to continue. She applied 3 times before she was finally accepted.
It's a trying and challenging time to get involved, but I think it's the most important time to get involved, especially for someone who's coming from a peace studies and conflict studies background as a peace practitioner, because that's really what we advocate in this department. And, you know, we're guardians of the community. We're not warriors. We're protectors.
Again, New in Blue airs on the Ideas Network on Wednesday, September 20th and Thursday, September 21st at 6:30 p.m. And Mike, we are bidding farewell to Car Talk coming up.
Yeah, you know, in a way, we've been bidding farewell for quite a while. But the last day that Car Talk is airing here on the Ideas Network will be this coming Sunday, September 17th at 11 o'clock. We'll have more soon, very soon, on what's going to be in that time slot. But you can always visit WPR.org for program details. And for those of you that still can't get enough of Car Talk, they're going to continue as a podcast at cartalk.com/podcast. As many of you know, Tom Malyatsi passed away a couple of years ago, and they've been airing programs that come from Car Talk's extensive archives. But the fresh material that was in those archives is long run out. And Ray Malyatsi wrote a letter to listeners recently, and he says, "It's time for us to step aside and make room for new programs, one of which could turn out to be your next favorite show, Or it could be a disaster. One may be the next car talk. He wasn't defining whether it was the disaster or your new favorite.
Yeah, they're all very funny. This is Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine, and our guest is Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you have a question for him or some feedback to share, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. This is Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine with WPR Director Mike Crane, and we are talking about all things Wisconsin Public Radio. In our state capitol report in our last hour, Mike, we talked about the state budget and how the state legislature is taking that up this week. It's a couple of months late. How is Wisconsin Public Radio faring in our state budget? Do we know?
We think we do, yes. The latest progress on getting a final signed budget was that the Joint Finance Committee has sent it along to both houses of the legislature now for what may be their final approvals. And if it goes as it looks, then it'll be about what we expected in terms of funding that trickles down to WPR through the university and funding for the Educational Communications Board. And we really consider that great news, not time to celebrate, but as they say, flat is the new up. And so if we're holding steady with that funding and able to continue to count on business and listener support to make up the rest, and I think we are, then that'll be very good.
Yeah, the State Assembly will take up the state budget on Wednesday of this week. The State Senate will take it up next week. What about the federal budget? How is public broadcasting doing with the federal budget?
Well, we got some really good news. Again, not final, but last week the Senate Appropriations Committee approved a budget proposal for the budget year that starts October 1st. And the budget resolution passed through the committee by a wide margin and included continued funding at a flat level for public broadcasting through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the CPB, at current levels. For WPR, that's about 7% of our budget that we receive from that CPB grant, so that's a big deal. And that means that, assuming that it's either signed by the president, which we hope it will be, or if you know there are other changes, as long as that holds true, it maintains current funding through 2020 by sustaining a practice of funding CPB in a two-year advanced appropriation, which was invented years ago to try to separate the direct funding each year from the usual winds of political change.
Yeah. Well, speaking of funds and membership, Wisconsin Public Radio has a fall membership drive right around the corner. That a little earlier than usual, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, this is a funny year. A lot of things have been a little earlier than usual, and that's okay. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. We always do during our pledge drive, which starts on Friday, the 22nd of this month. We have some neat thank you gifts, a travel mug that people are really loving, and what people are calling a beanie, but I really think of as a winter knit hat with the WPR logo
nice.
On it. And we'll have those online to look at, of course, at the pledge page and so on. And we'll have a centennial celebration package that you might be able to win as well if you enter during the pledge drive. And just listen to the drive to hear the details. And so we're looking forward to that.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to doing also a live Saturday edition of On Your Money. It's not always live on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And also looking forward to joining other hosts on their shows, Larry Mueller and Central Time, during the pledge drive, as this will be my last pledge drive as I retire on the last weekday of pledge, September 29th. Let's see. We do have other callers, so
sure.
Let's go to Steve in Montreal. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
This is Steve in beautiful Montreal in scenic Iron County. Mike, I'd like to call your attention to some of the activities that we do have going on up here in the North Country.
Sure.
Such as the proposed iron mine. We've had some issues with that. Sooner or later, it is going to happen. We did mine underground here in Montreal, and to the west we did. Also, going west into Gogebic County or Bayfield County, There are proposals for large confined livestock feeding operations. And that's something that is worthy of the quality of attention that you folks can give.
Thank you very much, Steve. So,
yeah. Steve, you're right. I know because I've encountered stories on WPR about the proposed Gogebic range mine a couple of years ago. We will be very much on watch for those stories because there are all kinds of sides to it. You know, it can be economic development, but it has environmental considerations. And naturally, the tribes are concerned about their lands and what may happen there. A lot of really important issues to cover in the whole North Country. And the same thing with the large confined livestock feeding operations, as you call them. And we have been doing some stories on that over time and will continue. No surprise, the environment is a part of everything mm-hmm. that happens for us, and jobs are a part of what we all need, and so we will be covering those in detail. And Steve, thank you for reminding us that a lot of it happens right there in Iron County.
Thank you, Steve. Let's go next to Ron in Manitowoc. Hi, Ron.
Thanks. Support Mary's comment on 1A and Central Time. WPR being a public or quasi-public entity, I'm wondering why the listener comments are not made available online. There may be many listeners with the same comments that aren't made available, and these comments may be for improvements that the listeners see for WPR, which management chooses to ignore.
Thanks, Ron, for the thoughts, especially supporting Mary's comments. I got to tell you, Ron, we are awash in input. Mm-hmm. And between Facebook and Twitter and our own comment section of our website and email, including the talk at WPR.org email that we get right here for the live shows, we get so much input, and we really appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. But I do think that we develop a pretty good sense of what's on people's minds. And, you know, we are happy to continue to take those comments. In fact, I know we just had a second here to talk. If you'd like to share more with us, certainly send the comments along to listener@WPR.org so that you can provide your specific comments. And everybody else, you know, send them along. We read them. You know, we do have a compilation of the notes from calls and so on that is shared by our audience services team with the staff so that we make sure we really know what's on your minds.
Do you have a specific comment, Ron?
Well, one considers the degrading of the locally produced talk shows where more valuable, expensive airtime is being used for some questionable quality musical interludes, where more time is being wasted with the musical interludes than is actually being used for information from the host or, more important, from the guests interchange with the callers.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the musical interludes are something we've been doing throughout our history. I love to share with people that we used to have literally a pipe organ in our studios that our music director, Don Vagley, for instance, used to play live on the radio. And the music interludes, to some degree, give Joy, for instance, a chance to figure out what's going on next because we're all multitasking all the time. Some of them are simply because it can be programmatically maybe better to have 30 seconds of music than our poor hosts and guests saying, in the last 10 seconds that I have, you know, and people are concerned about that when they hear that too. So those are the reasons for it. But thanks, Ron, for that thought and for your other thoughts, and everybody, listener@WPR.org if you don't have a chance to get in now.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Ron. I try not to keep it on for 30 seconds either. It's usually right. Just a couple of seconds.
Yes.
Mike in Madison is with us. Hello, Mike.
Hello. I just want to say, Joy, thank you for everything you've done in Wisconsin Public Radio over the years. You're fantastic. I wanted to comment on specifically you and Kathleen Dunn and Larry have just done such a fantastic job, and I think the reason you guys have done so well is the way you handle your call-in guests, not only just you don't allow them to just express their opinion, but you a lot of times ask them why they have that opinion and delve into that opinion, which is fantastic, unlike many of the other hosts don't do. So thank you very much. And then Central Time, I have a small complaint for Central Time. The repeat drives me crazy because I listen to it at work, and I listen to it on the ride home, and I listen to it while I'm cooking dinner. And any show that tells me I should go hear more on Facebook is catering to the young generation that has no clue about an in-depth story. If I only wanted to hear a six-minute blurb on something, if I wanted to go to Facebook, I would go to Facebook and not turn on the radio.
Thank you very much.
Hear them be more specific in their topics. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate your kind words, and I certainly didn't mean to fade you down there too soon. But all right, thank you for the kind words. We do try. I think Larry and Kathleen and I have more time to engage with the listeners, and maybe he thinks the Central Time segments are a little bit too short.
Yeah, and I understand your comment, Mike, about the young people and mm-hmm. Facebook, but part of what we've always done is to try to serve a breadth of audience, and if people are finding WPR and maybe gaining an entry into thinking more deeply about issues by finding us online, then in the long run, maybe not good for your particular interest, but I think in the long run, those next members that will support the on-air programs come from people who aren't members yet, maybe younger, maybe older, but finding us in different ways.
Before we run out of time, there is a special event coming up regarding that big documentary on the Vietnam War that's coming to public television, Mike.
Yeah, we're really excited to be sharing this a little bit with public television with some local events. It's the Ken Burns and Lynn Novick documentary, The Vietnam War. I've seen a few clips. It's really powerful stuff. An 18-hour documentary on public television happening this fall. And in anticipation of the series premiere this month, I think it's this Sunday, WPR and WPT are screening a free 60-minute preview of the film in communities around the state tonight in La Crosse at the Weber Center for the Performing Arts. And the full schedule and details are at wpr.org/veterans. It should be, we've had one of those already, and the conversation afterward is great, and the film is incredible.
Cheryl emails, are you going to upgrade the WPR app soon? My iPad tells me I won't be able to use the WPR app once the new version of, what is that comes out? iOS 11 comes out.
It's the new operating system for the iPhone. I will have to check into that answer. We're just beginning to see those notices. I know that Apple likes to launch new operating systems in anticipation of the holiday buying season. So I'll chat with the team about that and make sure that we're taking care of it.
Well, we have just a minute to go, Mike. Is there anything else that's Mondays with Mike worthy that we should pass along?
I did want to mention just a little bit more about the evening schedule. At 9 o'clock Monday through Thursdays, we've added Newsday from the BBC to our schedule. And we've also reshuffled nights, weeknights at 10 p.m. with Reveal on Monday, Latino USA on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, it's to the best of our knowledge. And then Friday night, a storytelling block with The Moth at 9 and Snap Judgment at 10. So check out those new schedules, listen to the radio more, or find us on Facebook and online and so on. Joy, thank you so much. It has been just a joy to be here with you these many years.
Thank you so much, Mike. And yes, go to the Ideas Network Facebook page and give it a like and follow along for Ideas Network programming on the Ideas Network Facebook page, and continue sharing your feedback. You can call our listener services at 1-800-747-7444, and you can email us, listener@WPR.org. Mike, I know that you will be back next month for A Mondays with Mike, and I'll be listening. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.